It took 30 years of imagination, planning, fundraising, and two bond elections, one a failure, the other a success, to build the Mexican-American Cultural Center in Austin. Phase one of the city-operated facility opened in 2007. This curving two-story structure is broken up by breezeways that invite visitors to stroll the grounds. These portals lead to a plaza that backs up to Lady Bird Lake. The $12 million, 15,000-square-foot building includes classrooms, an art gallery, and a multi-purpose room. Plans for two additional phases include two theaters and more classrooms. Architects for the project were Casabella of Austin, Del Campo and Maru of San Francisco, and Teodoro Gonzalez de Leon of Mexico City. The building is designed in the shape of the sun and the moon, with pyramid-like profiles, a curving plan, and a circular tower that recall pre-Columbian architecture. Exterior walls are constructed of precast concrete panels manufactured in Mexico and hand-chiseled by Mexican craftsmen. They're stark white, a departure from the vibrant colors often associated with Mexican architecture. The white is like a blank canvas. Visitors provide the color. The center strives to help people understand the evolution of Latino culture beyond historical stereotypes and past perceived borders. A 700-foot-long path, constructed with bands of colorful pavers, reinforces the idea that ethnic borders need not exist in society and that they have no place in this building. Designed by artist Benito Huerta, the path represents a Mexican milk snake, found only in Texas and in Mexico. It weaves from the parking lot to the plaza, then onto the hike and bike trail along the lake. The Mexican-American Cultural Center stands on the southeastern edge of downtown, an area that was home to Austin's earliest Latino population. This location acknowledges the past when Latinos lived on the fringes of the community, but the center itself represents the present and the future, acknowledging the role of Latino culture in shaping Austin's identity.